So middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Reish Tzadi Beis, on the bottom page 136, regarding the Din Tfilas Mecha B'Shabbos, the Alachad Mecha Shabbos, of Beis. It says, Mecha B'Oim Tzidkascha, after Shemayin Esri, say Tzidkascha, those three Pesukim. The Mechol B'Yoyim, but if it falls out on a day, Shiloh Yechol had that Shabbos, but in the week they have to continue to have Tzadat Samach Tesem and Al. L'Hoy Oim B'Boy B'Mincha, and if it was a Bayim, then at Mecha time, you wouldn't say Tachnun, you wouldn't fall on your face. Then in Oim Tzidkascha, then that day of Shabbos, you don't say Tzidkascha, Chagas HaRemah. No, the custom is Shiloh L'Gboyim Medrash, not to establish a time of giving a drush, between Mecha Mayav says the Torah, I will unprikri Ovis by Kayas, but you do say the prikri Ovis in the summertime, Bisha Malas Bechayav, and those 15 Shemalas in the winter, Bechom Mokum Lefim and Hogan, every place according to its custom. Says Mishabrua, Sivkot and Vav, so you say Tzidkascha, why? The Mesa by Yosef Mishab David, at this time, when Yosef Atzadik, Moshe Rabbeinu, and David HaMelech passed away. Bechay Nogush Lelikvoy, as Medrash, that also explains the other halacha. I mean, so Tzidkascha is like a type of a tachn, and like a type of a tziduk hadin, so to speak, when someone passes away, when we justify God's justice, and therefore the custom also like by us medrash the other halacha, not to make a drush then, because when a sage dies, call him drushes betalim, all the bottom drushes they close, they stop, they're learning. That's the same reason. The Bach is lengthy to prove shloim meis Moshe b'Shabbos. Moshe Rabbeinu did not pass away on Shabbos, but the erev Shabbos on Friday, but he wasn't hidden away until Shabbos by Mincha. B'shait today's rotsin at a time of a Eis Ratz, which we know that Mincha Shabbos is a very rabba de rabba, and it's a very high time. It's written in Zohar. But I'm Tzidik Adin, Allah of Bizman Shnegidus, and we say the Tzidik Adin at the time, not when he passed away, but when he was hidden away. Yesh Mefarshim, Shabbat explain, the Oimim Tzidkascha, why do we say Tzidkascha? Actually, Hatzidik Adin al Hashem, to justify the judgment on the wicked, Shechizim Legehen Matzah Shabbos, because shortly they're going to be going back to the purgatory after Shabbos over, because we know Shabbos, there's no Gehenim. That's why I said Tzidik Adin, Tzidkascha then. Tzibkat and Zayin. But if it's a day that they wouldn't say Boy B'mincha V'chulu on the Fila Sapayim, if it's a weekday, then you don't say Tzidkascha. Pidush, in other words, Benchi, Yema Shabbos Resh Chaydish, whether Shabbos is Resh Chaydish, which then the whole day you don't say Tachna, or Benchi Yem Rishon Sha'achab Resh Chaydish, whether let's say Sunday, the day after is Resh Chaydish. If that's the case, Iloh Yichel had been a weekday, Iloh Yomber B'mincha V'sapayim, then you wouldn't say at Mincha V'sapayim, because the mincha of the day before, you know, it's a little, takes effect a little bit for the day that's coming afterwards. So now also by mincha, in Em Tzidkascha, we don't say Tzidkascha. Tzivkan Ches, Ramah said, but no good, the custom is also not to be a kaveh, a medrash between Mincha and Meir. Vein Issa, but it's not a prohibition. Eliminic, it's just a custom, it's a karma alma, just to remember. But the time the reason is Kanaba Sivkan Vav, like we mentioned in Sivkan Vav regarding. Because the Chachach, the Moshe, Yosef, and David passed away. Now, Vedavka Shle Limit B'Chabrusa, that's specifically not to learn with a partner. Avashnaim B'Shnaim, Limit B'Tayim, but two with partners they can learn in their home. Much because of your days, and Shin Dal Mem, Sib Yud Chesl, in Nosi Shemay, it's the same thing. You just can't learn the Beis Medrash. We have to show as if we're not learning. Sib Kot and Tess, and this should be Be Michal Mayav, between Michal Mayav. How do you know that is Keshu Samach Lechashecha, when it's close to, when it's getting dark. As the Sharatzin Oiz Ches says, that's how it's obvious from the Vilna Gaon that writes that therefore the custom was to say Pirkei Avos in the summer, even though it's also included in Medrash, because in the summertime they daven when it's still early in the day and there's still time for the Beis Medrash. So it seemed that he's giving a reason only on the Minig, but the Ramah himself actually sounds from his wording that is a different reason for this. And it's possible because you don't learn it the way you do other Limudim. It's just like you say it over, Mizalk Pirkei Avos. Maybe that's why it'd be permitted. So different reasons. But Akapatim says Mishabura, this problem about making a chavrusas or whatever or chaburis between mechamayim is when it's close to getting dark. The minig is to give a drasha before mincha, not like we do over here. Now if the drasha extends up until close to when it's getting dark, then they shouldn't say Pirkei Avos Asher Malas. In this time. Not to refrain from this. Like it's not that it's common in our great sins in many places. That many people then schmoozing away. Definitely better to then hear words of rebuke additionally royalists that they shouldn't come to this. So like sometimes you'll hear that the rebbe will be giving a drasha between Mechamayr, Vanyamta, whatever. You should just know part of the reason is that What are people going to be doing otherwise? So it's better than the alternative. Reach Chadi Gimel. Din the Arvis b'Matzah Shabbos. The halacha of Ma'ir of Matzah Shabbos by Gimel Sif in this three paragraphs. Sif Alas. Ma'achad Shalos Arvis. We delay Davni Ma'ir because they lohisim achil ha'kodesh so that we could add on from the weekday onto the holy. So as late as we can make it, the better. So as Mishpah says, Sif Kod Av Ma'achad b'chul ha'ayin. That is Av to Menadin Adob Me'ikar Halacha. Sagi, it's an Avimashri, Zakim Lassim Halacha, that just don't do Malacha. Adazman Mavurbisa Be'ez until the time that we're going to say in the next Sif, because that Shabbos actually extends to that. Initially, Rov and Nochen is appropriate and it's fitting. That's the custom of all the Jewish people. To delay the davening, people think, okay, I'll daven early, but whatever, I just want to do malacha. No, actually, to extend more from the weekday onto the holy. So there's an inyan to daven later. The custom is to sing before Ma'ariv Hamizmar, which is and other Mizmarim. And this can be assumed, like it's mentioned in Siddurim. And again, this is all for the same purpose of, at least on some level, to delay. If Tisha B'Av is on Matzah Shabbos, then you don't sing. That's not a time of supplication or actually of finding grace. So when Yom Tov falls on Matzah Shabbos, also the custom is not to sing. Because we don't say supplications on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So this Matzah Shabbos is actually Yom Tov. Mashakim b'chol Shabbos, every single Shabbos, but you didn't daven Ma'ariv yet. You can still say it, at least because it's dark, even though it's still before Ma'ariv. Mayin lelbus in mem tes b'shem chabas yar, to tehillim mutter, tehillim is permitted, hamurga b'ilum b'peh, if someone's accustomed to say it by heart. And how good and appropriate is this custom to say tehillim then? Because Aleph, number one, can they love a Shabbos so that you're escorting the Shabbos, and then because Kal Malkus, so that's called the queen bride. B'shira is with the Shabbos, is with songs and praises. Kedisa Medrash, like it's born in Medrash. But moreover, Kiyadizin, this Acham Ma'ariv. So you're delaying the Ma'ariv, and they taste Mechal HaKadosh. And the later it is, the better that you're adding on from the week down to the holy. B'gam, and also Kedisha, L'yivoy, L'dabit, B'var, M'tel, that people don't come to Shavuz and say words in vain. People don't realize that's also sinful. Achach, Mitzos, B'knes, Agdoz, M'yishlam, Hey, Kimash, Kizabti, like I wrote. Some of the deer shoes. Dish number 7, even though you don't bury on Shabbos, the Bach writes, which is the source of this halacha, HaKadosh Baruch himself buried him, and that's how Rashi writes in Devarim, according to one opinion, HaKadosh Baruch himself buried him, and therefore that could be on Shabbos by Mincha. So he was interred, although he passed away on Friday, he was interred on Shabbos by Mincha. Dish number 8, Bali Bris of Amila, Chaim Kanasi writes, that even after the Bris, they don't say Tzitkascha, just like they don't say Tachin on the weekday, even after the Bris, as we said in Kuf Lamed Aleph. Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos. Rosh Hashanah writes in Tov Kav Tzadiches that you say Tzidkascha. Rav over there writes that you don't say. Rosh Hashanah over there explains, according to Rosh Hashanah, you say because Rosh Hashanah is Yom Adin. Well, according to Ramah, you don't say because since Rosh Hashanah is Yom Tov and Rish Chedosh. So to Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, and Machlokes Rosh Hashanah and Ramah, the Rosh Hashanah holds in Tov Rish Chabez, you say it, the opinion of Ramah, you don't say. Rosh Hashanah over there explains in the opinion of Ramah that Tzidkascha says, Mishpatecha Tarim Rabbah. Now Shabbos, that you say Tzidkascha, and the Shlitzim makes a mistake. He thinks you don't, and he says Tzidkabel. So the Ketzeser Shulchan writes that after the Kaddish, you should say Tzidkascha, and after that, you don't say another term Kaddish. And even though they said three Pesukim, Sharfraim already writes that on gathered Pesukim from many different places, even though it's more than three Pesukim, you don't say Kaddish. And that would be the case with Tzidkascha, would not require its own Kaddish. The house of a mourner during the Shiva, Prima Gadam writes, you should say Tzidkascha, and even though during the weekday you don't say with a Tachnan, but since the Shabbos there's no Midas Adin that's stretched out, according to that reasoning, Mechel Shabbos on the Kitzur Shachnach writes that also when the mourner davens by himself, he says Tzidkascha, because there's no Din then. Another reason is that you say in the house of Abel Tzidkascha, the Kitzur Shachnach writes, and the Tzitzis Shabbos, that you're not going to say it's like a public avelis. According to the reason of the Tzitzis Shabbos, that if you daven the morning by himself, he would not say Tzitzis because it's not a public morning. Dish number 9, the reason why we say Pirkei Avos, Machzavuti writes, is because you learn from it Yerushalayim and Derech Eretz. Another reason he writes in the Shmuel Aleket, since you open up with the Mishnah, Moshe Kibbutz Torah Mesinai, which tells us regarding the honor of Moshe, who is buried at that time, and therefore he should have a good rest. Baruch Chaim Spinka also writes another reason that since this time is a time of a tanugis for people, They instituted for them to be Musa and Yiras Hashem, to return the hearts of a man to the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Dish number 10, the reason why we say Shemalas then during the winter, the Bush writes, it's based on the word Megmar Sukkah, that through this that David said them, the depths that were threatening to go into the world, they went back to that place and therefore maintained the world and Maisa Rishis. And this Shabbosim that you say Shemalas, that brought in the Ramah and Simit of Lama, that you say also the Mizmah Berchin Avshi, and the reason why you say them from the Shabbos, you start Parashat Bereishis, the Bush writes that the whole Mizmah Berchin Avshi is set on Maisa Rishis. And so that you remember the Inyan Maisa Rishis to go towards the day of Shabbos, they instituted to say at that time. Dish number one, and this idea of delaying davening on Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos, also those have the meaning like Shittas Rabbein Atam, and they wait from doing Malacha Matzah Shabbos 72 minutes after Shkia. Chaim Kesi writes that they should delay also davening that amount of time, the davening of Ma'ariv. Now, until how long are you allowed to delay davening Ma'ariv to add on from Chol HaKodesh? Shlomo Zalman is not sure. However, one should definitely not delay davening Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos more than Chatzais, midnight, because since the Ketchila, the time of Ma'ariv is up until Chatzais in general. Dish number two, the reason why you should add on more time from Chol HaKodesh, Shabbat writes, it's based on the Gemara Shabbos Kuf Yud Ches. He says, let my portion be from those who make Matzah Shabbos like it's Tzipori, that they would delay going out from Shabbos, they would receive a reward on that. They add on more time from weekday onto the Holy Shabbos. Another reason the Prima Gaon adds on is that by delaying going out from Shabbos more, it doesn't look like the Shabbos is a load on them. The measurement of the time of Shabbos going out, according to the Chazon Ish, in Eretz Yisrael, between 45 to 50 minutes after Shkia Secham in Eretz Yisrael. Regarding a child that becomes an adult on Matzah Shabbos, is there a chiv for Tzeis Shabbos? Machlokes Achreinim. Michas Chinuch writes that it's a suffix. Yeshua Siakov writes there's a chiv for Tzeis Shabbos, but Shabbos Eretz Tzvi, he proves Machasam Tzvi, but there's no chiv for Tzeis Shabbos. Regarding a woman, if she's having Tzeis Shabbos, Machlokes Achreinim. Michas Chinuch writes that she's not obligated. Prima Gadim, Sab Sefer writes that she is chayv. And Dirshu number 5 in the Sefer Neim Agadim, Prima Gadim writes that this mizmer that they say every Matzah Shabbos, it's the beginning of the week, since they're Pesukim of Bracha, Fatzlacha, Maisadenu, in our business, Matzah Shabbos falls a Yomtim, then it doesn't apply that reason. Not because you don't say Tchina, as the Mishnah Berurah said. Now, Matzah Shabbos, that's Chol HaMoed, Prima Gadim writes, that you say this mizmer, L'chay, the reason for that, He writes to say it is because they're psukim for bracha tzlocha, masdin tchilas meir shvua, but Shabbos chol moed. You also don't have to say it because you don't do malacha chol moed. Dish number 6, the understanding of the words of the Mishnah Berurah is that you could say tchina mishach hashech when it's dark, even if you did not daven ma'ariv yet. However, and later in Mishnah Tzadik Dalad, that he writes that you're masakin to say Abdullah by berachas adchinim because you're not allowed to make your request your needs before Abdullah.